Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you rose from the dead. We thank you that you are here with us this morning. And we ask you by your Holy Spirit to inhabit our worship, whether we are in good voice or no voice. Lord, we lift our hearts to you. And Lord, as we come to celebrate your resurrection and listen again to the story, Lord, I pray that you will impact us with your truth. Lord, we thank you that there are millions of Christians all around the world celebrating you today. We love you and we praise you and we worship you this morning. Amen. I can't remember who's reading the first one. Is that? Yeah, thank you. And we'll have the song straight after the readings.
The Resurrection of Jesus, Matthew 28, John 20. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay." Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrapping lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrapping lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes.
The report of the guard, Matthew 28. While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day.
Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
So what difference does it make? What difference does it make that Jesus is risen? What difference does it make to you? It makes a lot of difference to me. And just listening to the words of that song, I get quite emotional really, because we have a Prince of Life. Our life is not about the cross. Yes, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the cross, but we don't stay at the cross. Jesus is risen. On Friday, we celebrated communion together, pausing to think of Jesus' death, and today we celebrate new life. Let's go back for a moment to Holy Saturday and put ourselves in the disciples' shoes, waiting and feeling bereft. And as we as we think about that, I'm going to read a quote which I sent to a few people yesterday. Pete Gregg writes in his book, God on Mute, although we know so little about it, Holy Saturday seems to me to describe the place in which many of us live our lives, waiting for God to speak. We know that Jesus died for us yesterday. We trust that there may be miracles tomorrow. But what of today? This endless eternal Sabbath when heaven is silent, where we wonder, is God now? Jesus knew God would not leave him alone in the grave. And you need to know, God will not leave you alone with your struggles. His silence is not absence. Inactivity is never apathy. Saturdays have their purpose. They let us feel the full force of God's strength. Had God raised Jesus 15 minutes after the death of his son, would we have appreciated the act? Were he to solve your problems the second they appear, would you appreciate his strength? I'm going to invite my lovely niece Becca to come and share something of her story. And I'm going to hand over to Becca.
Thank you. Just a tiny part of my testimony. I know like every one of my family has their own testimony, but this is just a part of mine. And it's a bit like this Saturday that you were speaking of, kind of stuck in the in-between sometimes. And you already said that when I was 12, my mum died after a year of battling cancer. And that for me was, of course, hard because I didn't really grasp the extent of what it meant. But I had to be strong for my brother and my dad and, you know, just go on with life. And that was kind of my down point. And I was asking myself, like, you know, where was hope? And where was this miracle that God has always had always promised? And I tried to seek joy in everything else apart from him because he had somehow let me down and God had let me down. And you know, I was, of course, disappointed because everyone hopes for the miracle that when you hear of Friday, you always hear of Sunday, but you never really hear of the Saturday. And for me, that was like Saturday, like something had happened. And then what was going to happen? Like now there was darkness. But I trusted in what my parents always told me, you know. They told me that God carries and that, you know, there's a God that's loving and there's a God that does many good things. But I was kind of at a waypoint in my life as well. You know, it was either I was going to continue on with God or I was going to go without him, because who is he that he took away something that was so important to me? But I stuck to him because of a very, you know, a reason that maybe now isn't the reason anymore. But I said, you know, I want to see my mother again. And so I stuck to him because I knew that she had put her faith in him as well. And so why shouldn't I as well? And actually, Joy gave me like a little plaque, I don't know, like a wall, a verse on a thing that you could hang on the wall. And it said Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And that verse has really carried me through all these years. And it says, you know, yes, sorry, I know it off by heart, actually. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I really put my faith in that. And, you know, I was still stuck in this Saturday somehow with faith but doubt that God will do something, or maybe he won't. And it was a few years where I was kind of struggling a lot, especially my faith. But now I can see that it has turned Sunday. And because there have been so many miracles in my life and God has turned so many things around, you know, it's kind of funny sometimes to say that the death of someone has brought so many good things. But he's given me so many good things. You know, he's redeemed my family. He's healed my dad in a lot of ways. He's looked after my brother. He's given us Regina, who's a lovely person. And yeah, you know, now I can just tell myself, what would I need faith for if Jesus had died and risen after 5 minutes already? But we can have faith in the in-between moments as well, you know, in the valleys and in the darkest moments. And that's really what having faith is. But we and my whole family, we clung to that promise that Jesus gave us, that he overcame death so we can spend eternity with him. And yeah, Jesus made that way. Thank you.
Isn't being an auntie the best thing in the world? Yeah. The resurrection doesn't make any difference if it's not true. The resurrection doesn't make any difference if it doesn't make any difference to us. And I know many of us here have lost loved ones. But the resurrection makes the difference, because it is that promise that we will be with them again. And it's that promise that is just so wonderful. And yeah, as Becca said, you know, the resurrection has its story interwoven in our family. And as I was preparing for this service, I just thought, I've just got to get Becca to speak, because there's nothing like hearing it from personal testimony, is there? And for those of you who feel as though you're still stuck in the Saturday, in that dark place, God will not leave you there. You know, for some of us, it's longer than others. And Becca's 20 now, and it's been a long time, a long journey. And as she said, it hasn't been easy. There were lots of dark moments, but God has done amazing things. Thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us in our darkness. And Lord, thank you that we don't need to fear, because you have conquered all the powers and principalities who would seek to raise themselves above your name. And you are the name which is above every name. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are seated at the right hand of God. Thank you that it is to you that the angels and the saints bow down and worship. Thank you for the promise that we will join them